Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Lola in the Mirror, written by Trent Dalton and read by Victoria Graves. Mirror, mirror, on the grass. What's my future? What's my past? People think magic mirrors are found only in fairy tales. I found mine last summer on Lime Street, Highgate Hill, in a Brisbane City Council curbside collection. Mirror, mirror, please don't lie. Tell me who you are. Tell me, who am I? My magic mirror was resting on a mouldy ping-pong table beside a Cavendish banana box full of baby dolls, with limbs and eyeballs missing. My mirror has a matte gold frame, arched at the top like the entrance to an Arabian princess's bedroom. The family at 36 Lime dumped the mirror because there was a thick diagonal crack across the middle of it. There was a sales sticker on the back. Temple & Webster, Amina Arched Mirror, $299. At first, I thought that was a bit much, dropping three avocados on some place to look when you're brushing your mop. But now, in the thick of this lilac jacaranda spring of my 17th year on Earth, I consider this mirror that I stare at in the dawn light the best light for staring into a magic mirror, the second most valuable thing in my life. It's all the places I've seen inside it. The pyramids of Egypt, ornamental gardens in Shanghai, that little bar 3 blocks from Alexanderplatz in Berlin, that Hindu prayer spot by the banks of the Ganges River, and now this cream pink sky place I see in there this morning. Darned if that ain't Paris, France. Round green metal coffee table in a public square at the base of the Eiffel Tower. The square is empty because magic mirrors pay no mind to time zones, and it's dawn there, too. And there she sits. The girl in the red dress. At the coffee table. Same woman who turns up in all those exotic places in my mirror. Back turned away from me like always. Sipping coffee. Impossibly poised. Effortlessly cool. My faceless friend. My muse. I get how screwy it all sounds, but this here is the truth of my youth. And if I'm to properly document these difficult early years of what is sure to be a wild and long and groundbreaking life as an international artist, then I'm compelled to document the big screwy in all its shaky wonder and peril. These moments at dawn in the Tin Man's scrapyard are as relevant to my art as all the dark, real stuff that presents itself later in the day. The girls on the lamb stuff, the hunger stuff, the bad smells, the violence, the fear, the work, mum's drug slinging for Lady Flo. And these notes on the screwy are just as valid as anything I can tell you about the running. Sometimes it's the screwy that pulls a girl through. Before I found my magic mirror, I used the side mirrors on the highest to see myself.